On this day last year, a November snowstorm brought the perfect mix of flurries. There was blowing snow, and it completely knocked out Metro Vancouver's transportation infrastructure. Bridges were closed. The Massey Tunnel, of course, was just a complete mess. There's a lot of collisions out there. I had left the office and had dinner and had heard about, of course, a snowstorm that night. So I said, you know what, I'm going to grab dinner, then I'm going to drive home. I was done by about 8 o'clock. Here downtown, and then I went headed home, and it took me 8.5 hours, 8.5 hour commute. And to be honest, I got off lucky. Some people were trapped on the road for 12 hours. What did it sound like that night when Snowmageddon hit Vancouver? Take a listen.
Tonight in the Vancouver, BC area, the only Canadian city that never prepares for snow or has any idea what to do when snow comes.
Watch out!
Classic Vancouver loses its mind when snow hits.
I've been stuck on the highway for almost, actually more than 7 hours from Richmond to Surrey. And they said that on Alex Fraser, there are a couple of buses, and somehow that spun out. I totally get that, but seriously, 7 hours, you still can't fix it? That's insane. I left my work at 4, and it's 11:35.
Is this a lane? I'm pretty sure it is, because I drive this road all the time. That guy's driving with any lights on, because here we go, in BC, this is what we do.
1 a.m, this is what you get.
So there you go. 1 year ago today. So what are the lessons learned, and are we better prepared as a region? Well, joining me now to talk about the issue is Daniel Fontaine, City Councilor from the City of New Westminster. Daniel, welcome.
Thanks so much, Jess, for having me on.
Yeah, so your thoughts on what occurred a year ago tonight. Are we better for it, or have we learned anything?
Well, a year ago, precisely at this time, we were completely stuck in gridlock. Every single bridge was inoperable, with the exception of the Patullo Bridge, a bridge that was constructed, I think, 89 years ago. Mm-hmm. We were having people who were not able to pick their kids up from daycare. We had, fire trucks, ambulances stuck in traffic. I mean, the list goes on and on of what happened a year ago today. And I don't think, Jazz, I don't know about you, but I haven't read a single report, a public report, or any information as to what caused absolute traffic gridlock in Metro Vancouver a year ago. We're still no further ahead in terms of public information than we were a year ago, and that still concerns me.
Yeah, and the only thing we had, after that day, because authorities were quite embarrassed, was the flurries hit during rush hour. Everybody went home at the same time. Well, we do that every day. It's called rush hour.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's new there. And then what I was surprised is last week or so, all of a sudden I started getting emails from municipalities and different organizations that they're prepared for the snow. And I said, well, besides sending me this press release, what's really changed? And what I found interesting is the fact that, there are organizations, in this case, I think it was Ministry of Transportation, who were responsible for the highways, dealing with flak, and that you had certain mayors running around doing a victory lap. Well, we did wonderful. Well, they weren't hit as hard. It's a variety of reasons, whatever it could have been. They're doing a victory lap on how wonderful their response was. And, maybe this is just part of the other issue that, I talk on about a lot, is this, if we can't fix our governance, which is 21 municipalities, governing this region, how are we supposed to have a coordinated response to snow or any weather event?
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree with you, and we can talk about this at a future date, but it's one of the reasons why I'm bringing forward a motion to New Westminster Council in the next couple of weeks to actually look at the governance at Metro Vancouver, the fact that nobody at Metro Vancouver from a political side is elected to Metro Vancouver. They're all appointed by their own council, so there's absolutely zero accountability from that perspective to ratepayers and to voters. We have this patchwork of 20 plus municipalities in Metro Vancouver. You'll be driving along Lougheed and Burnaby and suddenly hit Coquitlam and you need your 4x4 because suddenly the roads aren't clear. I mean, Jazz, this is 2023, and I mean, we know climate change is happening. We've been hearing about it for what, 2 decades now, that climate change is happening and that these climactic events are going to be happening more frequently. And yet we all seem surprised when we get a snowfall at rush hour and it shuts down our entire transportation network. And I think we should be doing better. And I think the fact that we're sitting here a year later from that event and we still don't have any public reports, no information public from the Ministry of Transportation, from Metro Vancouver, from the various municipalities, leads me to believe that if there was a snowstorm with similar circumstances that happened next week in Metro Vancouver, it would take you 8 to 12 hours to get home. I don't think we're going to be any further ahead.
No, exactly. And I don't know what it's going to be. I mean, if you take what you've just said, you add that to our policing challenges, in this case Surrey, but the broader conversation about having a regional police force. I mean, it goes on and on and on that we everybody is siloed, everybody's content because, hey, this is my little corner of the Lower Mainland. We're doing fine, thank you. That's their problem. Go talk to them. It continues, and you're right. I mean, what if it's an earthquake? What if it's something else? And you know, it's not just a snow event. What about, you know, I know they've got cooling stations in your community and many other communities now, but perhaps there's a coordinated way of addressing that rather than just, you know, sort of a piecemeal and different organizations and different municipalities doing things differently. I mean, I remember a research poll, I think it was about 6 months ago, a year ago, that they did, that more and more people are looking at the issue of amalgamation. And that's got nothing to do with this, but in the sense that it does speak to, let's start thinking together as a region. And I think maybe the mindset now is slowly going to change. I'm not sure it's going to change fast enough, but it looks like there is a desire to move because we can't seem to get things done in a big way like we used to be able to in the past.
Well, you know, to give credit where credit is due, I mean, I think we do a good job on sewers, on water, on things like regional parks. There are some areas where, from a metro region, we actually do not a bad job. I mean, notwithstanding the exorbitant cost for these and the cost overruns and the budget overruns, et cetera, putting that aside, we do coordinate some things very well at the regional level. Yeah. For some reason, Jazz, snowstorms and these kind of major emergency events somehow doesn't seem to kind of make it onto the radar in terms of a requirement for regional coordination. And I think that's what the public, and I think that's what your listeners expect of municipal governments and Metro Vancouver, that when a snowstorm hits, it's forecast to come 3 days in advance. We kind of know when it's happening, that there is some communication out to the public in terms of what they should be doing, and that the response to that snowstorm isn't patchwork and isn't, depending on if you're on a provincial highway or you happen to be in Burnaby or Delta or whatever city, you're going to, you know, require your 4x4 or not. We got to do better than that. And we're a year out from this event, and I dare say it's going to snow again, Jazz, at some point between now and March. Yeah. And are we going to be prepared? In my heart of hearts, I don't believe that we are.
No, I think the folks need to be embarrassed a few times before they actually do it because, you know, you can slough it off to main road contracting or something. Not saying it was their fault, but, that's how this thing gets done. Just give it to the private contractor. They can eat it, or one municipality can. And you're right. We've got to get on with it. And it may take one or two more of these events before they actually wake up. But, yeah, we got to keep fighting. That's for sure. Daniel, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for having me on, Jeff.